The High Court has blocked an attempt by the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption to hold an inquiry into claims that a senior prosecutor engaged in corrupt conduct. The Commission has been investigating whether Deputy Senior Crown Prosecutor Margaret Kinnean and her son Stephen Wiley advised his girlfriend, Sophia Tilley, to pretend to have chest pains to avoid a breath test after a car accident. The High Court has now found the ICAC was acting outside its power. I asked Dr. Gabrielle Appleby, an Associate Professor at the University of New South Wales, to explain the decision.
Today, the High Court held by a majority of 4-1 that the conduct that was alleged to have been engaged in by Ms. Kinnean fell outside of the definition of corrupt conduct in the New South Wales ICAC Act. The court found that corrupt conduct in that act requires a sort of impropriety on the part of a government official, including acting dishonestly, acting in breach of public trust, or involving misuse of information. And whilst Ms. Kinnean's alleged conduct might have inhibited the effective investigation by the police officer, it didn't involve any impropriety on the part of that officer.
So is it really a case of there might be something to this case, it is just the wrong place for it to be heard before the Independent Commission Against Corruption in New South Wales?
Well, look, that's absolutely right. There's nothing in this case that has any impact on whether the police can investigate the alleged conduct of Ms. Kinnean and her son. And certainly one of the considerations that was taken into account by both the majority and the dissent was whether this type of conduct should be investigated by another agency, such as the police service.
You talk about the dissent, so of course not everyone agreed. So in the dissenting view, why should the ICAC have been allowed to investigate Margaret Kinnean?
Well, Justice Gageler was the dissenting judge, and he adopted very similar reasons to Chief Justice Bathurst in the New South Wales Court of Appeal. And their honours took a different view of the intention of the ICAC legislation, and that it was intended to confer a much broader investigative power to look at any type of conduct that might undermine integrity and public confidence in the government.
How much will this decision disable the ability of the anti-corruption body in New South Wales to conduct its work?
Well, I think the impact of this decision really has to be assessed on a case-by-case basis. There has been some statements made by the ICAC that the decision will affect a number of cases that it has recently investigated and is currently investigating. And so I think we'd certainly expect to see that ICAC will review those investigations. There's also a number of bodies that are tasked with overseeing the ICAC, and you would expect that perhaps the inspector of the ICAC or the Parliamentary Joint Committee might also conduct some sort of audit. And we might also expect that the individuals that have been subject of ICAC's investigations would be reviewing those investigations quite closely, and we might see some further court challenges as a result of that.
ICAC inquiries have led to the resignation of senior public officials, including the previous Premier, Barry O'Farrell, who initially denied receiving a $3,000 bottle of red wine from a businessman, but then changed his story when presented with a handwritten thank you note. To what extent might what's happened with the High Court today affect anyone else in Australia facing some sort of anti-corruption body?
The first thing to be clear about is that this decision really will only affect cases that involve the conduct of private individuals attempting to affect the conduct of public individuals, but didn't involve any improper conduct on the part of that public official. So it's actually quite limited in its potential ramifications, and as I said, each case would have to be looked at based on its facts. In terms of the impact of the case across Australia, one important thing to remember about this decision of the High Court is it was turned very much on the statute involved, the New South Wales ICAC Act, and interpreting the term corrupt conduct in the context of that act, against the history of the act and looking at other provisions in the act. So investigations being undertaken by other anti-corruption bodies in other jurisdictions in Australia are not likely to be affected by this decision. It will always turn on the interpretation of their own legislation.
What would you expect the next step to be with the Margaret Kenneen affair?
Well, certainly the ICAC investigation will now be stopped into her alleged misconduct. Whether the police decide to pursue an investigation will certainly be at their discretion. There's been a lot of media commentary as to whether the alleged conduct merited investigation, but that will ultimately be a question for the police to make a determination based on the factors that they take into account.
Dr. Gabrielle Appleby, an associate professor at University of New South Wales Law.